Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And howdy. Happy Friday to you. I am so glad to be in your presence. What a cool thing to get to do Bob's show. I'm pretty sure Bob is out playing golf. I'd say it's a pretty safe bet. So, this, of course, is your show, as well as Bob's, or in this case, mine today. It's ours, and therefore, love to participate in it with you. And to do that, as always, you may call the 800, the talk line, 800-347-1063, or you can text the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. In fact, I want to just real quickly, because this literally just came in during the news, kind of an update on a story. You might have heard about this earlier. Blue Ridge High School threatened a student yesterday to forcefully remove an American flag from his truck. This morning, there was a line of pickup trucks in the parking lot with American flags, all waiting to see at 3 o'clock if and when the school actually tries to remove them. Is that just, even here in our area, it's another example of how our educational system has really, in so many different ways, been one of the greatest threats to our freedom, ironically to our knowledge and wisdom as a country, in the way that they have gone about misinforming and ill-educating, educational malpractice, if you will, on so many of our young people in this country, not just at the local level, but all the way up, particularly, I should say, all the way up into the secondary level. So there is so much to talk about today. I hardly even know where to begin. But there are so many things going on. And today I want to cover as much of it as I can. I wanted to spend some time today talking with you about what would likely happen if Warren got elected. In fact, I would even go further back than that and say this. I think that no matter who wins in this upcoming election, we are going to have ourselves a Jim Dandy little civil war eventually. And it pains me to say that. I've read a lot of history. I know a lot about the Civil War. And the first one, and I think we have another one coming. I want to talk about climate change today. I see Stuart from Greer. I'm going to get to your call, too. I have a little kind of a, if you don't mind hanging with me for a little while, let me get this little monologue up and done, because I this is on my mind. And yes, absolutely, this climate change thing, well, it's part of it. I mean, let's look first of all at what it is that is being asked of us. And keep in mind this, too. And Alex de Tocqueville, who is, of course, a man who wrote about this country and its greatness, a Frenchman, back in the 1800s, he said, a democracy will continue to exist up until the time that voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. And from that moment on, the majority always votes for candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury. So what is the plan? What does the left ask of us? What are they going to try to impose upon us? A wealth tax on assets, a tax on meat and dairy, double income tax rates, gasoline taxes, open the borders, universal basic income, criminalize all semi-automatic firearms, criminalize anonymity, hate speech. All of these are what they want. So here's a question for you. Would you agree with me that no matter who wins in 2020, we are going to see violence of some kind? And let's just look at the two ways to do it. And the press, they're already setting it up. Was it yesterday or the day before that Joy Reid at MSNBC, the African-American commentator, actually said that white males want to create apartheid in America? I mean, can you imagine? But here's the reality of it. The right, our side, I say that our side, since I feel most of you probably are of the right, we are never going to accept socialism, and the left isn't going to accept anything but socialism eventually. So let's just run through the scenarios. Trump wins. What happens? Well, we already see that for the last 3 years, there has been a constant ongoing coup attempt by the deep state. That would be our intelligence community, the bureaucracy, the press, the corporate America, the lobbyists. You know who the deep state are. And so this week, two things. The New York Times absolute lie that was published about Kavanaugh. Why? To intimidate the Supreme Court and to try to make Trump look bad. And then, of course, we have the story we just ran about his response to it. But the ridiculous story out today, which I'm going to talk about at length, some background on that, on the whistleblower. Okay. So if that's what's going on now, if that's what's happened over the last 3 years, do you think for a moment that that is not going to continue, and furthermore, that it won't increase to levels we can't even imagine? They will go absolutely insane. And they will deploy every weapon they have, including the intelligence community and whistleblowers and all the rest of it. And of course, then there's the military arm of the left, which is Antifa. And trust me, they haven't been just sitting around. If Trump is elected, I guarantee it, take it to the bank. Remember I said this. It will start in the big cities, the Democrat-run cities first, in fact, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, the rest. There will be riots. The media will say, oh, well, this shows a groundswell of support for deposing this racist president. And then they will say it's sad that there has to be violence and destruction and loss of life. But remember, this is the people speaking. That's, I guarantee you, what you're going to hear. And they will label anyone that opposes them as white supremacist. They're already starting the narrative. They're setting all of this in motion now. But what if Trump loses? If he loses, I believe most of us are going to say that they cheated. We already know the way that they have cheated in the past. And with big tech messing with things. So all of a sudden we feel like we have been robbed. And the new president, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, whoever it is, they will do what Barry did. They'll grab the pen and they will have their own executive orders. And there'll be things like common sense gun control, mandatory buybacks. And, of course, the media, as always, oh, it's the will of the people. But we are not going to just surrender our weapons like a bunch of mind-numbed idiots. No, we will hide them. And then I don't think local police departments and sheriff's departments are going to come to our houses, certainly not in this area. And then that will be called white supremacy. And then you will see the National Guard invoked, possibly martial law. What will happen after this is anybody's guess. I tell you this because I think this is what we're heading toward. Now, I'd be interested to see what you think is going to happen in either of those two scenarios, so love to hear from you. But got to make a break, and when we come back, we will start with my friend Stewart and Greer. Stick around.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, howdy. Welcome back. Happy Friday to you. And let us repair to the talk line where we are going to start our day with Stuart and Greer. Stuart, how in the world are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
I'm glad.
Something you said just reminded me of something. That too many Americans are buying into the narrative of the left. You just mentioned African American, and there's no such race.
Well, right.
I have a very good friend who is from South Africa, and she is whiter than I am. I was in a bagpipe band years ago. Yeah. A wonderful bagpipe band from South Africa, and they were all white.
I know.
In a race, you know.
Your comment is, and normally I would say that
only when they do that. But we allow them to invent races and everything. But anyway, that was not my point.
Okay.
Well, here's what I think. You've got a lot of talk going on about the a little background. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been on a lot of late night shows. And she's looking like she's frail, but she speaks like she's clear of mind. And she made a comment, and I've heard this more than once from her on some of these late night liberals, but they're all liberal on these late night shows. And she's talking about she doesn't believe that the voting is going to change at all, because it takes a constitutional amendment to change the way we vote right now. And the left are scared to death that they're not going to be able to get that, but what they want is the popular vote.
Of course, yeah.
And they're scared to death that that's not going to happen. And I think a lot of this excitement or whatever, blaming left, whatever, is because of that. Now, climate change, they've been on this for, well, you heard Tara this morning, but she's right, it's been about 50 years. But nothing they have ever predicted has ever come true, not one time ever. And the schools bite into this, and they are indoctrinating our kids. And we should never let that happen. The teachers in the schools are telling our kids the dangers of climate change and this, that, and the other, and they're selling a false narrative. That is a shame. That should never happen in America, especially in the education system, which is why I think we need to get the government out of the education.
Amen to that 20 times over. It's why that we homeschooled my daughter.
Yep.
And frankly, it's not always possible. I understand that. But if there is any way that you could possibly find a way to homeschool your kid and take them out of that system. And I think it's important, Stuart, to also point out, listen, I know many of them. There are so many, particularly in our region, there are so many really good, dedicated, caring, conservative teachers. Back when I was in television, I used to go to speak at schools about weather when I was weatherman. And I would get up and I would be, because I didn't work there, I was able to speak about things of faith and say things that they weren't allowed to say. And they would come up and tell me that, you know, it was the administration and the curricula that they were having to use that was making it difficult for them to educate kids the way that they wished that they could.
But when all that was over and the classroom doors closed and the kids are once again a captive audience, they go right back into Agenda 2130.
I understand.
And it hasn't changed.
I understand. Well, I appreciate very much your call. Okay. And I have to say to look here. Before I say that, let's go. Here's an update on the story at Calpins. I'm hoping it's an update. Gerald in Calpins. How are you, Gerald? You want to talk about the Blue Ridge situation?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Tony. First thing, whoever made that decision at Blue Ridge High School should be tarred and feathered and run out of town. I mean, that's the first thing. Get that out of the way.
And that anybody that is white, and particularly if you're a white male, you're automatically a racist, and we need to get rid of any sort of symbology that is connected to anybody that is or was a racist, which of course would be many of our founding fathers, because they owned slaves, so that automatically means that they're included. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, Tony, look, God bless you, brother, and have a great weekend.
Well, you do the same. I appreciate your call very much. Let me see, where are we time? Good. Okay, so let me get to some of these texts that we've got in here. That's okay. Tony, my brother Chuck passed away recently. He loved the fact that he saw you appear on the A-Team. Okay, well, that's good. And he liked to call and talk about the show. Thank you so much, and I my heart goes out to you. And by the way, since I can't but say this, my pastor, Steve Morgan, lost his son this week, and my thoughts and prayers for my church family in that situation. A young 19-year-old freshman at Alabama. Here's another on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Tony, glad to see the Drag Queen Story Hour is bringing its freak show to Spartanburg on Sunday. There you go. Would like to know how the 13-year-old boy saved the sister from being crushed by a car today is doing. That was a major accident on Tuesday morning as they were walking to school. Oh, right. I do not know the answer. Maybe Evan might. Katie, I'll see if I can find that out for you. Unreal, the story you mentioned about flying the American flag. I am far from perfect and not being a judge, but America must turn back to God. Yes, if we don't, we deserve what we get. Tony, I dropped by the Greenville climate strike protest this afternoon. If you're short and fat with multiple random tattoos, nose rings, and at least six facial piercings and rainbow hair, then that is the hip place to be. Plenty of them there. Tony, so you're filling in for Jim Bohannon? No, I'm filling in for Bobby Mack. But Jim fills in for Bobby. Sometimes I do, whomever. I almost forgot I was wearing my Terra shirt and Trump 2020 hat. Lots of folks took pics of me and Roscoe. I guess it must be his dog. It was a fun time. Oh, yes, Tony, we all know that Bobby's participating in the big climate strike today. Of course. Why didn't I think of that? Of course that's where Bob would be. But if Bob is there, knowing Bob as I do, and as you do, I'm sure Bob also is wearing his Trump hat and his own Attack Dog of the South T-shirt, which he has, or who knows, maybe he's wearing one of Tara's terrorist T-shirts. Any way you look at it, he would not be a welcome participant down there, nor would I. So we are almost run up here on time to break for the news. But coming up, since this climate thing is big, not only am I going to take Ray's call from Clinton, but I've got some interesting sort of context and side notes, particularly as a recovering meteorologist that I am, about this whole climate thing that's worth considering as we look at this, what else can you call it, madness that's afoot in the world. It is insane. Nothing but. Anyway, so don't go away. Back we, as I say, we'll start with Ray's call. And of course, got some open lines you can grab. You can also text on the text line. Any way you want to get here. I'm here till 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be a long day. I hope you're part of it. Tony Dale sitting in for Bob. Back in a moment. Welcome back to the Bobby Mack Show. Actually, it's on the watching the pictures on Fox right now of the thousands out there on the climate action strike story. So we actually have someone on our talk line that wants to talk about that very subject. How are you doing this morning, Ray? Or this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good. Afternoon now. But what I'd like to speak about is, first off, my background is about 40 years in engineering of all different sorts. I worked for 21 different companies. Most of them you'd know the names if I said them. But I've been listening to all this talk about this climate change, with really having to bite my tongue, because these people are not talking about anything they know about. And what I'm going to say is that when I was in college for my first degree, which was at New Jersey Institute of Technology, I worked for an oil and antifreeze company in the QA lab. So I learned a lot about oils and antifreezes too. But people are not talking about the differences between the crude oils, which is where the problem really is. Now, sweet crude has a lower amount of sulfur in it, making it easier to refine. And most of your sweet crudes come from Venezuela or the Gulf of Mexico or possibly some from the other side of the world. But when we're talking about this crude oil from Alaska or from Canada, it is really full of sulfur. And sulfur is to the tune of 4 pounds of sulfur per barrel of oil. It's called sour crude for a reason.
Okay. Let me just ask a favor, because I know you're an engineer. I've got a lot of clients that are engineers. And so you're good at telling us how the watch is made, and we need to know the time. So as relates to this climate change thing, get kind of cut to that chase, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, the last I heard, and it was from Smithsonian Institute, was that the last big climate change took 20,000 years to occur, and it was a volcano eruption in the part of Russia, and it started burning all their oil underground and coal underground and put a lot of CO2 in the air. But that CO2 has been absorbed by now. But like I said, we have no way of putting that much CO2 in the air.
Well, let me, if I might, because my background actually is climatology and meteorology. Okay. So here's what is the biggest false narrative. First of all, during the Obama administration, as you probably know, Ray, they declared that CO2 was a pollutant was causing climate change. Well, the fact is, if you go back and study climatology, you will see, and this was just proven in court, by the way, in this Michael Mann case a couple of weeks ago, that there have been times in our history of the climate, for example, back in the 1500s, where the temperature for 100 years or more was far warmer than it is today. There was virtually no carbon dioxide at the time. Carbon is not the problem. But what makes weather, the driving thing that makes weather, is the interaction of energy from the sun and moisture on the earth. That's what creates the day-to-day weather. But the thing that creates climate long-term, that's the definition, climate is what happens over long periods of time, is that the sun goes through periods of great activity and very low activity. So we had, for example, the mini ice age that happened in the 1700s in this country, whereas a couple hundred years before that, it was so warm in Greenland that Eric the Red was building colonies there and had vineyards and was growing crops in what is now frozen tundra. And so this has nothing to do with human created anything. This has to do with control.
The only two things I have to say about CO2 is somebody mentioned on the news just the other night that all the cement mills are going to have to shut down because they release CO2 when they make the cement. And I know that's for a fact, because that's from just basic chemistry, that actually concrete will not harden unless there's CO2 in the air.
Okay, but if you create the false narrative, which the left has done, that CO2 is the causal factor and that CO2 is being created by humankind because of our cars and heaters, then you have a way to tax us and control, which is the real reason. And I might add, Ray, if you heard it on the news, it's got to be right?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They're giving a bunch of what do you call crap out to people, and the not having a scientific background out there, a lot of them are just believing whatever they hear is true.
Well, I do have some good news for you. There was a study that was just done, Ray, this week, that showed that 95 Americans are troubled by the current state of the media. 67% of Americans think that
I'm one of them.
Well, we all are. And fake news, and if I might, and I'll try to get to this here in a little while, if you want to see the greatest examples of fake news just of recent times, within the last week, this bonehead story that is absolutely false from the New York Times about Kavanaugh, and then this stuff about the whistleblower that's out there today, that is, as I said earlier, they will stop at nothing to stop Donald Trump, and we must stop at nothing to in our hope to empower him. Because if we lose this one, Ray, we are in deep trouble.
Yeah. Well, my final comment to you today would be: I tell everybody, let the scientific community fix the problems. Don't keep band-aiding and throwing money at them, and like this thing. With the sulfur I was bringing up is important, because if sulfur goes in your car, it comes out the tailpipe. You know, they're not cleaning up the gasoline like they did the diesel fuel. And that's what's causing a lot of smoggy effect. And
acid
rain.
But okay, hang on, though. Hang on. The amount of those type of pollutants, which are pollutants as opposed to CO2, have dropped dramatically since the
60s. That's what I mean.
They're
starting to clean up the gasoline and trying to get it to where it doesn't pollute at all, but it's going to take time, as everything does.
Yes, but we've been very effective in doing that, and the ozone layer has decreased in size. So anyway, hey, listen, I do appreciate your call so much, and got to make a quick break here. So, when we come back, we will continue our discussions. I will try to get this in on climate change, and maybe we'll move on to some of the other subjects of insanity that seem to be plaguing us in our fine United States today. Oh, man. So, I'm Tony Dale, sitting in for Bobby Mack. Please stick around. Let's have some fun. Well, howdy. I'm glad you're here today. So I want to try to get one last little word in here on the climate change thing, and then we can move on to some other topic. The reason that this is such a big deal, I know it's easy to kind of, you hear it so much, you just sort of just want to like tune it out. Yeah, climate change. I don't want to talk, they're talking about that again. No. Here's why this matters so much. It was estimated in a study by the Heritage Foundation that to comply with the Green New Deal, which is what's being called for here, would cost roughly $3.1 trillion per year. Now, if we were to double income taxes and double the rate of corporate taxation, we would still be $1 trillion short. Furthermore, it's estimated that 2.7 million jobs would disappear as a result of that. As well, you would see the cost of everything go up, because how do things get from manufacturer to your store shelf? How does Amazon deliver? The trucks. What do trucks run on? Fossil fuel. What do we have an abundance of in the world? What one thing has created modern life in the world? What has brought electricity and increased crops and helped bring people out of poverty the world over? Down at the root of it, the spice, if you'll the spice must flow, to use the science fiction movie Dune imagery. That is what has helped create this world. The plans that they have in mind are based, though, and this is the thing you have to understand. This is a manufactured crisis. A caller earlier, and as I said earlier, you can go to Tara's fan page. She's got this article up. I have it sitting here, but it's way too long to do on the radio. But it has copies of news articles going back for decades talking about how it's all the world's coming to an end. Look, I was interviewing when back in the 70s, at that time, is we've got to quit everything and let the government help us because the mini ice age is coming. That was the 70s. It was a front page article with Newsweek. And I interviewed the guy that wrote the book, The Coming Ice Age, on the radio, doing a talk show. So I've watched this nonsense telling us that we've only got 12 years left. Al Gore said it, 20 years ago? 12 years, and then it's all over. Okay, so here's the thing I want to say very quickly. The problem is that it's based on false information. A meteorologist found that 90%, Anthony Watts his name, of the 1,200-plus weather stations in the U.S. don't meet the National Weather Service standards that require them to be 100 feet from artificial heat sources or radiating surfaces. Why? Because they were put there decades ago, and they were out in the middle of nowhere, but now urbanization has brought all of this in, so we now have the urban heat island effect. So we're getting false readings. So the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, who's our source for weather information, placed 114 state-of-the-art weather stations evenly in the lower 48 states away from urban areas. This was in 05. And you know what they found? And you can go find this at realclearenergy.com. There has been no increase in average temperatures in the continental United States over the last 14 years, as measured by these stations. If anything, overall temperatures are actually cooler. And I would further add to that that there is good evidence from some very good climate scientists warning that because of what is going on the sun with the lower solar activity, we could be in the early stages of a new ice age, and based on what's going on the sun. So all of this stuff you see happening is not about anything other than control. It's about frightening us into letting them tax us, tell us what kind of car we can drive, where we can go, what our thermostats can be set on, what we have to eat, got to get rid of meat. Got to get rid of all of this stuff because of carbon, which, of course, as I pointed out earlier, is not even a pollutant. Well, I say the hell with it. We are not going to be fooled. And I know you're smart enough to know better. But that is why we got to watch these people like hawks, because they're going to use this lever, this wedge, as one of the ways to try to scare our young people. And keep in mind, those are the future voters. We baby boomers are going away. They'll be in charge in 20 years, 30 years. That's something to think about. Think about this. You're going to have to put up with me for 3 more hours. Okay, so I have to take a break here shortly. When we come back, I've got 3 more minutes. Well, then in that case, the heck with that, I'm going to take a Frank cell phone call. Frank, how are you? We got 3 minutes,
I'm doing
buddy.
Well, sir. You?
I'm fabulous. We got 3 whole minutes. Knock them out.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask if where we could get the material you were
I can tell you that one. If you go to Commentary Magazine, there is an article I should have referenced. Commentary Magazine. It's an article by John Steele Gordon. Called Global Warming or Bad Data. That's the name of the title of that story.
Could you say that one more time, please?
Okay. The title of the story is Global Warming or Bad Data by John Steele Gordon, and it's on Commentary Magazine is where you can find that particular story. I'm sorry, I meant to reference that. give attribution. But anyway, yeah, that's where that can be found.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Did no more comments? Okay, then. Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that. Yeah, sorry. I try to be good about giving attribution. I guess I forgot that one. But there are so many more. How about this one? Understand this, that this new Green Deal, this is all about taking control. And I have to tell you, that it's not going to help us. Did you know that, and this is a story, but I'll reference this one, from the Daily Signal by Nicholas Loris. So that's what this is. The new Green Deal is less about climate, more about control. So they did a study, they being the, you know what? Now I hear the theme music. All right, then, that tells me something. I'm going to start the next hour and finish that story off. And then I promise we're going to move on to other topics because, golly, Moses, we could be on this for a while. Tony Dale, I'm sitting in for Bobby Mack. You stick around, and we'll be back with more.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.